Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building tape stop drop reveals from scratch in Ableton Live using only stock devices. This is aimed right at drum and bass, where the tempo is fast, the transients are sharp, and a stop has to feel intentional or it just sounds like your project broke. The goal is simple: right before the drop, the mix feels like it gets grabbed, slows down, darkens, and opens into space, then the drop hits harder because you've created contrast. We're going to build a reusable tape stop return, and then I'll show you three variations: a fast DJ-style stop, a big cinematic stop, and a glitchy jungle stop. Before we touch effects, let's set up the workflow so this doesn't turn into automation spaghetti. First, group your main elements. Make a drums group, a bass group, and a music group. Even if your session is messy right now, take 2 minutes and do this. It matters, because a tape stop is rarely everything always. In DNB, sometimes you stop the drums and let the sub keep moving. Sometimes you stop the music and let the drums keep rolling. Grouping gives you that choice instantly. Now create a return track and name it Tape Stop Send. We're building the whole effect on the return so any track can feed into it right before the drop. One important coach note here: if you want a true stop, you'll usually want a pre-fader send. That way you can mute the original source to silence, while the return keeps playing the captured memory. In Live, you can right-click around the return send area, enable the pre/post switches, and set the send you're using to pre. We'll come back to why that's so powerful in a minute. Alright, let's build the return chain. First device, utility. This is just gain staging. Set the gain to about -6 dB as a starting point. The return is going to get hit hard when you crank sends, and we want headroom. Next, delay. Not echo. Use delay because it's predictable and clean, especially at 174 BPM where messy timing artifacts get obvious fast. Turn link on. Set it to sync. Start time at 1/8. Put feedback high, around 85 to 95%. High enough to feel like it's holding on, but not so high that it starts screaming. Set dry/wet to 100% because it's a return. Now turn on the delay filter. High pass around 150 Hz and low pass somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz. This is a huge DNB specific move. If you let subs and low mids feed into a high feedback delay, you smear the low end, you lose impact, and your limiter starts fighting for its life. High pass is not optional here if you want clean drops. Next device, auto filter. Set it to low pass. Start the cutoff around 8 to 12 kHz, resonance around 10 to 20%, and add a bit of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. That drive adds urgency, like the effect is gripping harder. Next, reverb. This is the air gap creator. Set size around 40 to 70, decay around 1.5 to 3.5 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 30 milliseconds, low cut 200 to 400 Hz, high cut 6 to 10 kHz, and keep dry/wet around 15 to 30%. The reverb is not the main event. It's the room that appears when everything else stops. Then add a limiter at the end, ceiling to -1 dB. Default look ahead is fine. This is pure safety, because feedback plus automation can spike in ways you didn't predict. At this point, if you send a little drums into the return, you'll hear a filtered, delayed memory with some space. But it won't feel like a tape stop yet. The tape stop illusion mostly comes from automation and timing. So now we create the moment. Step 1. Decide the stop length. In rolling DNB, the sweet spot is usually 1/8 to 1/2 bar. 1/8 or 1/4 is that tight DJ chop. 1/2 bar is a classic modern roller or neurotension move. A full bar can be cinematic, but if you do that in the middle of a rolling section, you can kill the forward motion. So save it for moments where you want a real pause. Step 2. Automate the send into the return on whatever you want to stop. Let's say drums group first. Right before the drop, ramp the drums send to tape stop send from minus infinity up to around 0 dB. Quickly, think 5 to 30 milliseconds. You don't want it to fade in politely. You want it to grab. Then during the stop window, keep it around -3 to 0 dB depending on how hard you want it. And just before the drop hits, snap it back down to minus infinity, so the return is out of the way. Now, here's the move that makes it read as mechanical. Don't just fade the source down. Do a two-stage grab. On the drums group, add a utility if you don't already have one, and automate its gain. Right as the stop starts, do a very fast dip in 5 to 20 milliseconds. That sells the clamp, like a hand touching the platter. Then over the rest of the stop window, you can fade further down toward silence. This tiny detail is what separates effect wash from tape stop. If you set your send to pre-fader, you can pull the drum's group down to silence while still feeding the return. That's the cleanest way to get the world stopped, but the memory continues. Now the slowdown illusion. Go to the delay on the return and automate time over the stop window. Start around 1/8 and move toward 1/2 or even 1 bar by the end, depending on how dramatic you want it. The important teacher note: automation shapes matter more than the exact values. A convincing slowdown is rarely linear. Draw a curve that's gentle at first, then steeper near the end, like a motor losing momentum. At the same time, automate the auto filter cutoff down. Start open, like 10 to 12 kHz, and close it toward 400 hz up to maybe 1.2 kHz by the end. Again, don't close it steadily, keep it mostly open for the first part, then do a quicker close in the last 20 to 30%. That last second darkening is what makes it feel like it's really running out of speed. Now check one big arrangement detail. The first transient of the drop has to win. If your return tail overlaps the first kick or snare, your drop feels smaller. Two easy fixes. Either automate the return utility gain down an extra 2 to 6 dB exactly at the drop for a split second, or automate the reverb dry/wet down to almost zero in the last 1/16 before the drop. Now let's add optional tape texture. Optional, but honestly, this is where it starts sounding believable instead of like a clean delay trick. Before the reverb, insert vinyl distortion. Keep it subtle, tracing model around 2 to 4, pinch 1 to 3, drive maybe 0.5 to 2.5. And crackle very low, like 0.5 to 2. You're not trying to make it lo-fi, you're adding mechanical edge. Then add saturator. Use analog clip. Drive 1 to 4 dB, soft clip on. This helps the stop tail stay aggressive and present without jumping in lel. Quick pro mixing note: watch stereo. If your return gets huge and wide, the drop can feel smaller when your full mix returns. You can put a utility at the end of the return and set width around 70 to 100% depending on your track. If your live version has bass mono, set it around 120 to 200 hz to keep the low end centered. Alright, now 3DNB ready styles you can dial in fast. First, the fast DJ stop. Stop length is 1/8 or 1/4 bar. Set delay feedback around 85 to 90%. Automate delay time tighter, like 1/16 to 1/8. Filter might go from 12 kHz down to around 2 kHz. Reverb decay shorter, like 1.2 to 2 seconds, per delay around 10 ms. This is perfect right after a snare fill, where you want the crowd to feel the slam coming without losing momentum. Second, the big cinematic stop. Stop length 1/2 bar to 1 bar. Feedback up around 90 to 95%. Automate delay time from 1/8 toward 1/2 or 1 bar. Filter closes deeper, like 12 kHz down to about 500 hz. Reverb decay longer, 2.5 to 4.5 seconds, per delay 20 to 30 ms. This one shines with a halftime tease or a fake out. You can even leave a tiny gap of near silence, like 1/16. Right before the drop. That silence is a weapon. It makes the drop feel louder without touching a limiter. Third, the glitchy jungle stop. Add beat repeat before the delay on the return. Interval 1/8, grid 1/16, chance 30 to 60%, variation 10 to 20, and keep pitch off so it stays tight. Then automate beat repeat device on only for the last 1/8 to 1/4 bar before the slowdown. It gives you that chop jungle stutter, then the tape stop pull. Now, common mistakes to avoid. Mistake 1. Letting the sub hit the stop return. If your low end smears, your drop loses punch and your headroom disappears. Fix it with the delay high pass around 150 to 300 hz, or add EQ 8 with a steep high pass like 24 dB per octave. Mistake 2. Not muting the dry signal. If the original keeps playing, the stop doesn't read as a stop. Either dip the group utility gain, automate track volume, or use pre-fader send so the return is the only thing you hear during the stop. Mistake 3. Stop is too long for a roller. A full bar stop can feel like the track tripped. Keep it 1/8 to 1/2 bar unless you want that cinematic pause on purpose. Mistake 4. Reverb too bright. Bright tails make the pre-drop messy. High cut the reverb between 6 and 10 kHz, and don't be afraid to darken the whole return. Mistake 5. Feedback runaway. Above 95% can spike unpredictably, especially when the send changes. Keep the limiter on, and you can even automate feedback down in the last moment so it releases clean. Now a couple darker, heavier D&B pro tips. Try stopping the drums, not the sub. Let the bass sustain or even rise while the drums get tape stopped. That contrast is massive. If you want a tiny pitch fall illusion without ruining the key, add frequency shifter on the return. Mode shift. Automate fine from 0 down to about minus 30 HE over the stop, and keep dry slash wet around 10 to 25%. It's subtle, but it screams motor slowing. If delay time automation feels messy at high tempos, do a rhythmic stop that stays gridlocked. Keep delay time fixed, automate feedback down, filter down, and the source utility down. You'll still get the pull away without rhythmic weirdness. And if you want to level up workflow, don't automate everything individually every time. Put the whole return chain inside an audio effect rack and map key parameters to macros. A great macro set is stop time, damping, tail, crit, and output trim. You'll still automate the send amount on the source, but now you can shape the vibe of the stop with one lane instead of five. Let's finish with a quick practice assignment you can do today. Load a typical DNB loop, drums with a kick snare and maybe the break layer, a bass like a Reese or a sine sub, and a music element like a stab or pad. Build the tape stop send return exactly like we did. Then make two different drop reveals. Version A, roller style. Stop the drums only for 1/4 bar while the bass sustains. Keep the return high passed so the low end stays clean. Version B, cinematic. Stop music plus drums for 1/2 bar, leave a 1/16 year silence, then drop. Make sure the return tail ducks right at the drop, so the first hit wins. Then print the effect to audio. You can resample or freeze and flatten. Listen back and ask, does the drop feel louder and cleaner? Is the sub stable? Does the timing land exactly where you want it at 174 BPM? If it's even a tiny bit late, zoom in and tighten it, because DNB it exposes timing like nothing else. Recap. You built a stock-only tape stop drop reveal using a return track for flexible routing. The illusion comes from delay time automation, a downward filter sweep, optional dry mute for a true stop, and a controlled reverb tail for space. And you've got three go-to flavors, fast DJ, cinematic, and glitchy jungle. If you tell me your tempo and whether your drop starts on a kick or a snare, I can suggest the most reliable stop length and exactly where to duck the tail, so that first transient always wins.